Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of The Designated Extrovert. So this is my little podcast. I feel like we're missing some archival material in 2024. So I want to bring my friends on. I want to chat. I want to introduce you to my world a little bit because I think I am a bit of an extrovert, but to the designated people.
Yeah.
So today, I've got some of those special people that get to see me as an extrovert in the studio. And yes, we do have a studio. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go ahead, Aram.
Hi, I am Aram. Am I allowed to say something extra? Because...
Yeah, girl.
I just understood what you meant by designated extrovert. Because when I originally heard this, I thought you meant like...
You're the designated extrovert. Like,
precisely.
People are designated drivers.
Precisely. Like, I thought it was like, we're in a group of people mm-hmm. and you know that like, the majority of the people that are surrounding you are just not.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you have to, even if you don't feel like it, you got to step up.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the designated extrovert. But you've just explained
both.
It. Okay.
It's both.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's both. It's kind of your role.
It's both.
It is your role.
Yeah. But it also like, I've realized that I'm extroverted, but also I think it comes back to that conversation we had the other day when I was saying that like
you
can be a social butterfly, but you can also be an extrovert and not necessarily be
a social butterfly.
Yeah, I think they're two different things, and I feel like I can be both depending on the setting. So,
yeah, man. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, and that's me. I'm Aram.
And who else we got hiding in the corner?
We got Frenchie in the building.
Quan quan quan.
Hello.
Hey, thanks guys for joining me. We're in the stoop. But okay, I got you guys to do your personality test. Well, I say got. Have you guys ever come across those personality tests, the INFJ, the Matson, Watson?
Yeah.
I was about to say Watson Glazer. Yeah. If you couldn't tell, I do law. All of them. So. I realized that my personality test is actually pretty spot on. And I want to know, do you guys think your personality test is spot on?
Yeah.
Just from the synopsis I'm seeing, I feel like it is.
What is yours, actually?
Mine?
Yeah.
I am INTJ architect.
That means you're introverted.
I used to be an architect.
Yes, I am introverted.
Yeah, you are actually very introverted. You in uni would go about, do your business, would never hear. And 10 o'clock, Frenchie's been to the shop.
Yep.
She's been to the gym.
Yep.
She's made breakfast and she's even studying now.
Oh, guys. Yep. That was just my brain telling me if I didn't do those things, I was going to fail at life. But you don't know, my heart was pounding. My armpits were itching from nerves. That was anxiety.
So mine, I have ENTP. Oh, ENTP. Which is a debater, is what it says.
It says,
what is it? Personality type, quick-witted and audacious. People with the ENTP personality aren't afraid to disagree with the status quo. In fact, they're not afraid to disagree with pretty much anything or anyone. A few things light up these personalities more than a bit of verbal sparring. And if the conversation veers into a controversial terrain, so much the better.
That is so you.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty me, actually.
You love a bit of controversial
sparring. I love a bit of, but what if?
But
I actually don't like confrontation, but I feel like that's different, though.
Yeah.
Confrontation and, like, liking a bit of verbal sparring. Like,
it's different.
Yeah, because I don't really like coming to tell people about themselves, but, like, I can talk to somebody about themselves, though.
Yeah. It sounds very similar, but they're two very different things. They come from, it's like... similar, it's like two mm-hmm. sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them is like more hostile,
yeah,
and the other one's a bit more exploratory.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I feel like that's a good difference. That was really good.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
the
it.
Babes are smart if you didn't catch that. Mm-hmm. Aram, what are you?
Oh, I am an INFJT. I'm an advocate.
Yeah,
and I think either I was an architect or somebody I knew was an architect. So the background of this is every couple of months. One of my really close friends makes us do these personality tests. Surprise, surprise, she did psychology at uni. And I love her. But any new person that she meets, us, she thinks that in a couple of months our personalities will change drastically. Mm-hmm. So she makes us do it all the time. Or you'll be like, oh, can you please do this for me? And she'll be like, can you do this? Can you do this one thing? Can you just fill out this?
Can you do this? That test, first of all,
it's so long.
So yes. Many. Oh my days. I've never sat a quiz like that. No. I thought it was going to be a young BuzzFeed situation.
Exactly. No. Not a quiz that was going
to detail. That's why I've never done it again.
Yeah, they dragged me a bit for filth. some of the bits, when I scroll down further down the thing, they dragged me a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get a bit. they said
your strengths, your weakness. I said, let me scroll past that a bit.
Yeah. Well, ladies, welcome. Because I've been doing this for about 4 years.
Oh.
More, actually. Welcome.
So what's an advocate? What do you guys do?
Okay, so it says you possess a unique combination of idealism and insight that sets you apart in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Your rich inner life is characterized by complex emotions, vivid imagination, and a deep well of empathy that allows you to connect with others on a profound level. You have an unwavering commitment to your principles and an intense desire to make a positive impact on the world around you.
I see that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the next paragraph might be a bit. I feel like the next paragraph is. I've seen a couple words that feel like it's a bit me.
So it says
your natural ability to understand and interpret the feelings and motivations of others is both a gift and a challenge. While it enables you to form deep, meaningful connections and offer invaluable support to those around you, it can also leave you feeling overwhelmed by the emotions and needs of others. You often find yourself torn between your desire to help and your need for privacy and solitude.
Why did it drag you for film?
By your singlet, they dragged you.
I saw a couple words and I was like, damn.
Let me open my up. Frenchie, what was your headline though? Because you said your...
Yeah.
What was your headline?
Which bit are you lot reading? This paragraph or that paragraph?
I don't know. I just typed mine into Google.
Type your actual result into Google because it gives you at the top what your your headline is.
It says, I'll read this bit. It says, logical and quick-witted, INTJs pride themselves on their ability to think for themselves, not to mention their uncanny knack for seeing right through phoniness and hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Because their minds are never at rest, these personalities may sometimes struggle to find people who can keep up with their non-stop analysis of everything around them.
Mm.
But when they do find like-minded individuals... My hand is waving around the room. who appreciate their intensity and depth of thought, INTJs form profound and intellectually stimulating relationships that they deeply treasure, which is very
Do you treasure us?
That was so cute.
Yeah, that was really sweet. She said, I'm too smart for everybody. Yeah. If you guys can't keep up with the quick wits, you better get to the back. They said, I'm emotional. She said, I'm an empath. I'm an empath.
Yeah. Are you an E or an I, Audrey?
I'm an E.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm actually not surprised by that. I don't know why I guess.
You know what? I actually used to think that like I was introverted, but this is why I'm saying like I feel like I would argue that I'm an ambivert.
I think
I'm an ambivert. I think as being with you guys, especially being the designated extrovert of the group, I think it's pushed me more into that because I actually do feel really comfortable like being a bit more. I feel like I'm a lot more like. I get a lot of energy from being with my people.
I think you should provide context as to why you feel like being around us makes you need to be extroverted.
Because did you not hear I like,
but this is only two of us. Like there might be like four other ladies that are like
four of the.
I'm surprised you were IA Ram because I feel like especially in for all of our years in uni, I feel like it was you and Audrey that were really carrying the social, like, I don't know.
But you know what it is? I feel like it's because me and her, like, again, being the like able to feed off people. Mm. I feel like Aram knows what she, not knows, but she can like guide me in the back and I'm just like the mouthpiece.
Period.
So like I can go out and say it, but I just need her by my side like this. Yeah. And I feel like because I'm there, she feels more comfortable to be there with me.
Okay.
100%. That's how I work.
Same,
I
feel like, to be honest.
When I'm around other people that I feel really comfortable with, I don't have any fears. I'm not shy. I don't feel like, oh, I'm afraid. The way I feel when I'm alone, not that I can't, I feel like I've grown enough to be like, now I can go and do it if I need to, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, I feel, where the introvertedness, like, nature comes from.
Yeah.
Naturally, I would like to just be by myself and I would like to just stay in my own lane.
Yeah.
However, now that I'm growing up, I can take things into like, in like I can take charge of things and do things and go and speak to people if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm with somebody that I'm super comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem talking to anybody on the street.
Like not anyone, a, not ever. A problem in the no. world.
And you yeah. can be introverted; it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just as long as I feel comfortable with you
mm-hmm.
and I feel safe with you,
mm-hmm.
I can be the one. I can be the mouth, and you guys know I can, hey, yeah. I can say yeah, stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, she can't open her mouth a bit.
Yeah. Because once this mouth gets going, like it's just ew.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Oh. Sorry, that was crazy. But anyway, oh. Once I start talking, like yeah. there is no like, don't say that or mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe leave that out.
No.
It's just like word vomit.
And I feel like when you're with people that get you, you don't feel like you're going to say something that's completely out of pocket and not precisely. Not received. I feel like you guys get where my thoughts are going. So like even if I say something that doesn't sound, that sounds a bit like hurt to other people, you know exactly where I am. Yeah. And you can yeah. just,
because we share the
you
same
can
brain.
Just land right
we
there.
We share the same brain.
Yeah, all
we
the same
person. Yeah. Yeah, because that did a number on us. I feel like us living together for basically 3 years straight
yeah. mm-hmm.
did a serious number on us, guys.
It did.
Especially second year in the pandemic where Ooh. We were literally in that enclosed space.
Extremely codependent.
Yeah.
Extremely codependent.
The silent. Yeah. Because, yeah. Yeah.
It's true. Like, we just couldn't do anything. It's like, are you going to go down for breakfast?
No. Okay, I'll go.
I'm going to be 5 minutes. Okay.
I'll be 5 minutes as well. I'll be sat right here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Waiting for you to come and knock the and text. Say you're coming down. Because
yeah, and it's not like we lived in a hotel with 50 rooms, no, guys. No. We just had to walk down the stairs yep. to the kitchen, and we just couldn't do it alone. Coming back up the stairs, are you going to your room? Are you gonna eat by yourself?
Do you want to watch a show?
Oh, don't volunteer.
Do you want to watch Johnny's show?
Okay.
Oh my. Yeah.
Sorry to switch the topic.
Go ahead.
I feel like we three here mm-hmm. were raised on Geordie Shore, right?
Frenchie, did you watch it growing up?
No. The first time I watched Geordie Shore was with you lot. And I was like, this no. is what I'm about.
This is television
that I love to just chew on.
Yep.
Television.
I love it. Yep.
13 yep. years old, watching Geordie Shore. That's who made me who I am today.
Like, what did I know about the club? What did I know about not drinking and having thing. Like... sex all over the gaff, nothing.
No.
But I thought, do you know what? Every time the episode came out, I would go to school with my friend and we'd be like, why?
Listen yeah. to me here. That Geordie accent.
Yeah.
Oh, put it in a vial and let me take it around with me yep. in my pocket, because I can't. The Geordie accent, the Scouse accent, Scottish accent, Irish accent. Stop accent. It. Stop it. Stop it. And I'm stuck here with this Kent situation I've
Your
got with
accent
me.
Accent is so nice.
Do you it's think
like, you sound yeah. so like proper and like
yeah
refined.
You sound posh
yeah compared to me
but I wouldn't even I don't know like you don't sound not posh you sound like super London when I think of London like it's your voice
okay good
but not in yeah. like a urban inner city
no
yeah. like, that's what yeah. I don't want
no you no, just you don't sound real
I
mean, London
I don't, it's not like I don't want my accent
no it just sounds like you're from
clarify.
London
yeah. yeah
I actually really enjoy it I just don't like when I speak and people are like oh where you you're from and it's like right. and I they just hate when they're right
it. Yeah
I hate it
they see you. But no Audrey like you sound posh you
damn that? That's crazy
yeah not even me. When you did your intro like I would like everybody to rewind right back to the intro and I was like oop that was posh
but yeah grammar school what can yeah. I say
yeah and the grammar was schooling
they schooled me a bit
yeah
when I came from the Midlands hey up yeah. duck I had to get rid of all of that
yeah
had to get rid of all of that
damn. Wait what did you say
hey up me duck
what's that
stop okay try and break it down
the mouth not joking
try and break it down if somebody goes hey up duck
is that like hello
yeah it's like yeah. how are you doing
yeah
A up duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A up me duck.
Yeah.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, but Geordie Shore, that's where I realized that like I love me a good accent. And same. Scotty T specifically
yeah.
scratched a specific itch in my brain every yeah. time he opened his mouth. I can't believe you didn't grow up watching Geordie Shore.
Yeah, no.
Did you watch like trash reality TV when you were growing up?
When I was younger, I actually didn't watch a lot of stuff. Like, if I was watching things, it was usually to do with either, like, gaming or, like, that's your typical YouTube stuff.
Gaming?
Or I was reading, yeah.
What kind of gaming?
Like KSI?
No.
Sorry. What that would have completely changed how I saw you.
I was like, what were you watching? What were you watching?
No, I wasn't watching KSI. I think, who was I watching at that time when I was in secondary school?
But that's interesting that you weren't.
Know. Yeah, I wasn't really. Yeah, I was literally, it was Wattpad or YouTube. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And I was on that Wattpad at 2 a.m. Reading My Life with the Walter
Sorry,
Boys.
Guys, I can't give an update this week because don't get me upset.
Literally waiting because, for chapters to be uploaded.
Yep, some housewife was like, guys, I need to take out my kids. I can't.
Even young girls.
You can't rock the bed. You can't rock your kid to sleep while you type with the other hand.
Because like, I need to know what happened. Do you know what the best, and I'm unapologetically, the best part of Wattpad was the fan fiction. And I never got into
fan fiction.
It was the fan motherfucking fiction. Mm. And anybody that's watched those rubbish after movies on Amazon Prime, you're not really about it. Because if you were, you would have been on Wattpad like me and you would have read it from book one. Yeah. And that bitch was posting every chapter.
Yep, when it was Harry Styles.
Not that. What is it? Harold?
I don't remember what his name is. Those movies are horrible, by the way.
I forgot that they were even coming out. I remember the outrage when they started announcing it, but I didn't even realize they came out.
They're still coming out. The fifth one
is
coming.
Let's cut it.
If I also was writing those books,
yeah,
of course, bring out the sixth, seventh, eighth, 18th movie. You have a contract.
Jeffrey, come, I've got another book for you.
Are you kidding me?
Mr. Bezos, I've got another book for you. But no, like, growing up watching trash TV, I feel like, I think that's why it made my uni experience the way that it was.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I feel like I was super excited to just have, like, I think I was used to just watching, like, friends just be with each other, 24s, you go out and have fun together, you come back home and you're together, you eat together, like, and that's what I just wanted from my experience.
Me too.
And so I'm really, like, even though COVID was really shitty shitty boom boom, like, I'm really glad that I managed to experience it with you guys,
because we made the most of it.
Yeah,
like, I like, when people are like, oh my god, my uni experience was bad, like COVID, I was like, guys, I had the time of life.
It kind of sucked when we came back out. I got memories. Broke real fast when we came back out.
And do you know what, like, at some point, as this podcast grows and you make your own Patreon, you could release interlude content.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's layers to this, like, we planned
there's a lot of layers, guys. But no, what I wanted to actually ask you guys today before because that's going to be for the Patreon exclusive, baby.
The Patreon exclusive, baby.
If you want to know about the interlude, you gotta sign up to the Patreon.
Yeah,
but what I wanted to ask you guys, and the reason I asked you guys to do your personality test, was because I wanted to find out, do you think with your personality type and the way that you are right now, you could become victim of a cult?
Honestly, not gonna lie, like, I'm not victim blaming at all. But when I watch those cults,
you started that.
No. Because I don't want people to think I'm blaming them. I don't blame them because some people, like, they always pick on the vulnerable.
They do,
right?
They do.
But I hate it, because some of these cults that people get into is like, surely you didn't think that the aliens were going to come and gather you from Earth.
But they did.
That is what trips my head out. Because
I can't get that.
So that's why I was wondering, right? Because I went back and I was watching all of my old, like, I say old. I was on Netflix, went through a bit of a thing. I went back and I was watching them all back again. Right. And I said, no, because he told them that your twin flame.
That even pissed me off.
He said that your twin flame, you can find them if you sign up to my course. Mm. And me sat here on the other side of this computer screen will tell you that man that just got banged up in jail. Yeah, that one that has been stalking you for the last couple of months is your twin flame. I don't know whether it's because I'm stingy, but you can't fork out £500, like, £600 from me.
Like,
Aram, you don't.
This one is. It's financial, psychological, sexual, physical warfare. They take everything from you.
Everything you've ever owned, because they said that, yeah, that's your twin flame.
Loneliness
can kill.
It can kill. And not having the right, like, support system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand that some people are just genuinely really lonely. They don't have family members, or they don't really fuck with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And they just haven't found the right group of people that mm-hmm. actually genuinely care about them.
Yeah.
And that is upsetting. And that's when they're susceptible to these.
Yeah.
I'm not paying anybody to try it.
Yeah. And then there's other people who have all this stuff. They have all the family. They have all the friends.
And they leave it behind.
Still fall for this.
That's like, you know, the dancing one.
Mm.
The babe and her family are on their knees.
Dancing for the devil. Have you watched it?
They said,
I've heard all about it on Kev's podcast.
They said, please.
Dancing for the devil.
I'm sorry. Signing yeah, the that NDA man church was crazy.
NDA.
NDA. They said, do not disclose
anything.
That is crazy,
girl. That's why I said no. There's just no way. And people are fighting for you. Come back, come back, come back. Like, you're okay.
I heard about that.
And they said no. I don't mean to victim blame, but like, damn.
Like, this is. I'm just not gonna do that. Yeah. I can't. Like, I'm a naturally distrustful person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also already not thinking about, I'm already not taking into consideration what you're going to say. Like, yeah. whatever you say to me, I'm already going to think, like, what's your motive? Like, yeah. why do you want to help me?
That's why it made me curious, because I was like, is it that, like, I don't understand the situation that people are in? Or is it the fact that, like, it's how I am? Because I just think that I would question everything.
I do.
How do you know? How do you know he's my twin flame? How do you know?
Who are you? Like, who anointed you to
who
be?
Who anointed? Give me your credentials.
What are your credentials?
Give me your credentials, quick, fast, and in
like,
a hurry.
I'm sorry, why am I just talking? Like, I'm, yeah, no. Because I'm not going to sit here with some greasy guy telling me that some wayward person is my twin flame.
She was in jail 4 months, laid up there because
she's stalking some guy who said, please leave me alone. I'm not doing that. And I feel like I'm also a person that when things repeatedly don't work out for me, I'm yeah. okay to hold my hands up and be like, you know what?
Sorry, I'm a quitter. Sorry, I have to know when to wrap it up. I'm a quitter, because if I don't fancy it, I'm stopping. I'm stopping right there. It's enough for me. I'm sorry. Because nothing in this life is worth me dying for like that for. And that's where it goes back to you about like those love scams and those love like cults and this, that, and the third. I just don't think there's anything. There's just not anything in this life that I'm willing to die like that for.
Like, for me to my downfall to be something like that.
My downfall to be
no, because it is a downfall.
My downfall to that be because I believe that this no, because Twin Flames are something different. If you haven't watched Twin Flames, I need you to go. I implore you to go and watch Twin Flames.
Implore.
Because that was the most I've watched a lot of culty documentaries, right? And there's a lot which the people are genuinely like messed up, taking advantage of religion, taking advantage of like very vulnerable young people. This one, we have grown adult individuals crying for love. And I'm not saying love is not a beautiful, don't get it twisted.
This is love, and a beautiful
love is a beautiful thing. Like, don't get it twisted. But all I'm saying is, let's implore some sense.
Like, guys, let's have our wits about us a bit.
Ah! And you know who really suffered when it comes to this thing? You know, the middle-aged ladies.
Yes.
They're getting scammed
left and right. I'm sorry, anyone tells me to sign up for any course, that yeah. goes for all these spirituality babes that are saying, uh-huh. yeah, I can help you rebuild your life if you just sign up to my course. And when I hear course, I know it's a scam.
Unless you're doing lashes or nails, I'm not signing up for nobody's course.
No,
because Frenchie, I need you to watch Love Rats. Because the things that I saw there,
I'm gonna watch it.
The things that I saw there, the ladies are being scammed of money.
And also, why are we so, like, willing to just free up the money and open the purse?
Because I was doing my mom's hair, yeah. and we were watching it together. So that's why I started to pop on whilst I was doing her hair. And like, I think it was very enlightening for me to have her there, because obviously her being an older woman in that age range. And she even was like, where are you even getting this money in the first place to be freeing it up? Because how can a man that you've never met, a man you've never met, has asked you, hey, sorry, yeah, so I got banged up in jail for whatever. First of all, you're
first
in jail.
First of all, banged up in jail.
Locked up abroad.
I'm not locked up abroad. Call.
I'm never answering. You will never. You all you will hear is O2.
You have reached the O2 messaging service.
You will never hear my voice again. But yeah, I've been banged up. Please, can you send 3,000?
Oh my god!
What? Maybe it's me being stingy. Even my friends. I'm sorry. I'm asking you. Where's your mom? Where's your mom? Where's your dad? You don't have savings. Why don't you take out the loan? Why are you asking me to take out a loan on my house to come and let you out of jail? Did I help you get in jail? Anything. Did I help you get? And this is how people say there's no real riders in there anymore. Yeah, I'm not a rider.
No, I'm not a ride or die. I'm actually not a ride or die. Why am I riding and dying?
Why am
I? I don't need, like, I don't know. I think because we're self-sufficient babes. When I see other people like ask other people not for like so much help and support, I'm just like, if you're asking people for help and support all the time, like where, why, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Wrong that you need me to loan you all of this money. Like, where is your money?
You're a big fad, because like some of the things, right, in that Love Rats situation, yeah, a lot of those were like the guys would come and approach them in a way that acting as if they did have money, like presenting themselves in a way.
My enemies are after me.
Very much, my enemies are after me. They showed them real lavish life at the start, whatever. So for me, yeah. Where I guess again the debater in me comes out, the very much verbal sparring comes out, because if you are a millionaire, why is all your money in one account? So if that one's frozen, where's the other one?
Why are you liquid?
Why are you liquid? So give me the deed for your house. Let me go sell it for you.
And that's another thing. Why are people not doing what's it called again? Consideration.
What happened to that?
What are you giving me for me to now give this to you so that you lose and I lose?
Love, love, love. And therein lies the problem, because me and you, Francesca, we don't know nothing about that.
I don't know shit about that. I don't know shit about that. I'm sorry.
Aram is locked out.
Oh, hold on. Let me go grab her.
Thank you. Now that you're here, I wanted to ask you, how sweet is love? How sweet is love? How much are you willing to pay for love?
Yes.
Ooh. How much are you willing to pay?
Now that you know the feeling.
Yeah.
Because what would you do for it?
Because me and Francesca are going back and forth and talking about how the fact that like the whole love scam, romance scam situation, like it's massive. And like, I think obviously it's one thing for us being like Gen Z, knowing that people are scamming for everything they have. So I completely hear that like a different generation might not realize.
Yeah.
But somebody who's told you they loved you after 2 months has now said, I'm banked up abroad. Please, can you send me £3,000 to help me out?
Right.
And you're in love.
You're in love.
You're in love.
No.
See, I just can't fathom it. No. And I feel like, I don't know if it's being a stingy thing.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just about the people that you surround yourself with, right? Because I feel like if you surround yourself with like people that are like idealistic and like all about that love at first sight bullshit, then it's, you're yearning for that. So anybody that comes at you with like semi-attractive proposal of I like you, it's like, oh, I have to do everything to secure this. Also, it's about self-esteem as well, but yeah, we'll leave that separately on
yeah
the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the because like,
we don't victim blame, but just no.
It is about how that person makes you feel and how you feel like I'm finally in the mix of like love and being loved and being in a relationship and experiencing these things that I'm seeing all over the like social media and like I'm also feeling somebody that like is calling me. And like, remember when people used to be obsessed with good morning texts?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if they good were
good morning
or
good night
still,
staying on the phone call all overnight whilst you sleep.
Yeah, it was like a status thing. And that's my point, like when you're in a situation where you feel like you just have to hit, like you're just points that you're hitting, mm-hmm. then you're susceptible to people being like just after 2 months or whatever of asking you questions
mm-hmm.
about yourself and then learning your like do's and don'ts, your habits and like, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Like making themselves into the person that you would like.
Yeah.
Then doing the things that they know that you'll be obsessed with, and you'll be going mm-hmm. and telling your friends, like, "Oh, you text me good morning today."
It's like love, mm-hmm. it's love bombing.
It's love bombing, exactly. After they've love bombed you,
mm-hmm.
it like it makes it easier because you feel like you're ticking all the boxes that you feel is what you've been told mm-hmm. equals love, yeah. right? So that's why I can't tell anybody like what it's like to be in love, because I feel like being in love is completely different to from person to person to person to person. So like, what it feels like to be in that scenario, I feel like love is safety to me,
right?
Mm. It's safety and stability,
and so you would never find yourself in that situation for when the point where someone is willing to financially exploit you,
precisely,
even if you don't know it's financial exploitation in mm. that moment, you're like, but why are you asking me for such massive amounts
exactly.
of money?
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
you would already feel a bit irked because you're like, yes. this isn't the love that I know,
precisely. Yeah. Love to me is not about it's not transactional, mm-hmm. And I know that like you could have that. You could have to support your partner at some point or mm-hmm. like they support you at some point. But I feel like the love that I have sought or I have grown to know that is what I need
mm-hmm.
is not transactional. It's not like I need stability. I need safety. I need somebody that's going to reassure me. And those kind of scams and schemes and all the people in the documentaries, like it didn't seem like it was given that. So,
because you're so willing to give away so much, and I feel like
the
all
ladies
they give
are
them
the
is time.
The ladies are selling their houses,
exactly,
pawning
no
precious jewelry,
like
taking out loan after loan after loan. When I watched Tinder Swindler,
I still have it, but I couldn't bring myself to watch that one because what do you mean your enemy? Who has enemies at that age? What do you mean my nemesis is after me?
No, because he said it was in the diamond industry, innit? So.
yeah.
He said the blood diamond Whoa. People are coming for me.
Hmm.
No, I said like I just couldn't fathom it. Like I just couldn't believe what I was watching, couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was flabbergasted. If
sometimes
I'm being completely honest,
sometimes I just
honest.
Have to
like,
praise Jah that I think everyone's a liar.
Yeah.
Because if I think everyone's a liar, I'm just not gonna believe. You have prove it to me.
Prove it to me.
Take
show
a picture
me,
of your enemy
right
being
now.
After you.
Show
like,
me you running
with the like, bro.
Put the 0.5 on. Let me see
like
them
tempo,
and
like tempo run. I want to see that monkey behind you.
I also feel like it's about the people around you as well, because if you know that your friends can shame you.
Mm.
If you know that your friends will make you feel like
No, because every single person in this group chat would flog us.
Even my family. Do you think I could come and tell my sister and her husband
that I lost my house because of a
that
man
I
that I never saw?
I lost my house because I had to protect my lover that I've only seen a handful of times from his enemies.
Not even, just online.
I think that'll be the first time in my life I got my ass whooped. I think I will actually get beaten. I'll actually get flogged. Because what the fuck are you talking about?
Which is what I feel like is so different from like the ones where did you guys see the IRA MI5
yes, yes.
Stuff
the one that went up and down up and up down and up and down, 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 down so the MI5 is the IRA is after us the
yeah,
MI5
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
after us
yeah yeah, yeah. He's still, seen that one
you need to watch that one.
I've not really been on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Been
yeah.
Netflix in a minute.
I'll send you
that
the
one's
full
crazy.
List.
The girl emptied
the
out her whole inheritance Boy. Fund because she thought the MI5 was after her. Mind you, it wasn't just her. It was her and her
mate.
Two uni mates
yep.
and some guy
they
that they met in a
out
bar.
Of uni to go on the run with this man.
From and, imaginary people.
And that man, well, when the documentary came out, he was on the run with this other lady.
Yeah, yeah. And he's probably still exploiting her now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
she's
a, it's a
it.
Big fat shame. And that's why I said, sorry, let anybody come to me and tell me I'm in a secret. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Let me see the red laser dot on your head that they're mm-hmm. about to snipe you first.
Yep.
And then I'll believe that you're in a secret science.
Because not my girl.
Because all this secret. How many people are in the CIA, MI5, MI6,
and why
MI5?
Are you beating it up?
And why are you just letting
you're not
me know after 10 days, why are you telling me that you're in MI5?
Hmm.
And this is what I'm saying, that like they don't have people around them that can be like, babes, like that's complete bullshit. Like, not true.
Oh, people don't have support systems.
It's
that's actually the real tragedy.
No, because
I was thinking about, and I know that, I don't know if this is, I can't remember if this was a cult something or something else, but remember that guy in, I forgot what it's called, but the guy that was fucking the mum and dad. Remember?
Yes, what?
No, Frenchie, this one, it was abducted in plain sight.
Abducted in plain.
They were neighbors.
God, I know exactly what you're talking about. He was fucking the kids. Well, raping the kids. He was fucking the parents. He was a shagging.
Sorry, for the dad to come up there on that comfy chair and be like,
yeah, so I wanked him off.
What are you talking about?
So Netflix, I know the producer in that room, the person that was editing thought, yeah, we've got him. Because they edited that and then the mom came on. Hey! Like, the mom came on to say her own.
No, that's correct. Because, like, he exploited everybody in that household.
Yeah.
Like, he exploited the parents to the point where they couldn't even see that their children were being
They should have protected their children. They should.
Have you lot seen the uni student that was fucking the old people?
What?
Which one?
He was fucking them and then rewriting their wills.
Scandalous.
It didn't matter who it was. He said, I'm going to get ya. Oh, he said, I'm going to get ya. I'm going to make you love me. I'm going to make your senile. Sorry. I'm going to rewrite that will. Give me that house.
They must have made
give me those properties. Give me every asset you have. I'm taking it. You know their kids were fuming. What do you mean my inheritance is gone? Who's this lad?
Their kids are not bad enough. Because what country was it in?
England.
Their kids are not bad enough. No, they're not bad enough. They're not bad enough. They're not bad enough. They're not bad enough.
Because, sorry,
because me and G will see each other face to face.
A 1-2 combo.
We'll see each other face to face.
Because first of all, why are you, I would even feel like you're being exploited if I saw my grandparents with some young you.
Yeah. No, because that's
and you're just living this lavish, like, and I know they're vulnerable. Like, these people are people, their family must have been like distant.
Yeah.
Like one of them people that they're waiting for the inheritance to come, but they don't visit you.
Sorry, my grandma finished.
We are scurrying up in the yard, like, but no, I was just so in a massive deep like hole of watching all of those scamming, love scams, cult-y things, and like, part of it is because I feel like I'd be great as a scammer.
What?
No, you joined in the other side.
No, sorry, because I'm meant to be a victim.
Wait.
Am I meant to be a victim?
What sort of scammer? Are we talking pyramid scheme or like,
it doesn't matter.
My enemies are after me?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Do it
all. I'll lie. I feel like I would be good. Like, I'm not saying, hello.
I think scammers are like the scum of the earth.
Oh, they are?
The scum.
Oh, 100%.
Like, sorry, that is disgusting. You know that you're waking up, you're calling people, you're tricking them out of their pensions, their house funds, their rent.
No, it's sad.
And it takes so much time and energy.
And
people that date scammers and they're online, like,
that is
so
crazy work. Crazy work.
They're in this fancy hotel because they're dating a scammer. Like, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, 100%.
I hope that you know that you're a piece of shit.
I don't know who I dislike more in that situation.
The person who's with the scammer. This is what I'm saying. I feel like if life took me in a different route, of all the crimes, I think I would make an excellent scammer, because I think I could talk anybody into anything.
Yeah, no, I think so.
However, I think if you date a scammer knowing that they're a scammer, you are because you as a scammer, you're actually deplorable. Human being. Like, you're actually deplorable and there's no saving you.
Yeah.
But the person who says, Oh, you're deplorable? Yeah. Give me some of that.
I like that.
No, it's so disgusting.
Things to be said.
It's so disgusting to me. Like, men that are dating women that are scammers, women that are dating men, everybody, you're
everybody's
a disgusting person.
Everybody's scammer.
Because in this life, and do you know what? Scammers are not, they're not like high-level scammers that are doing, are breaking into
hacking
the tech
mainframe. No.
They're on Tinder.
They're on Tinder. They're sending
what's that one? Plenty of Fish. That's the one that is all over. It's all over Love Rats. Plenty of Fish. I don't know who's in charge of their PR.
The first time I ever heard Plenty of Fish, it was introduced to me by my older brother, and it sounded like it was just like Tinder, which is you're just shagging. So for you to go on Plenty of Fish and think that you were going to find love, period, was shaky.
To think
that you were going to find love with this supposed millionaire who's now asking you for cash.
Hey,
Oh, it's crazy.
It's a big fat. It's a big fat shame. No. And I just feel like in this life, yes, make money or die, but not like that, guys.
You don't have to rise and grind like this.
Make money or die, but not like that,
don't
guys.
Like
I've got a question.
Go ahead.
Since you just said that, like, you think you'd be a good scammer.
I'd be a great scammer.
Francesca.
Yeah.
What crime do you think that you could get away with? Like, if you were in the
underworld. Like, what sort of criminal?
Yeah.
What do you think
you'd be like, do you know what? They're never going to catch me.
Yeah.
Oh, what sort of criminal do I think I could be?
And I hope you're thinking about yours, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Whatever it is, I'm a person where what I put in has to be worth what comes out. So I don't think I'd be a drug dealer or anything like that, because the risk is too high for what you get out of it.
Exactly.
It would have to be some sort of white collar crime. Mm-hmm. So I think I could have done like an insider trading.
Ooh.
Something to like think. I feel like I'd be easy to like hide that. Okay. And then like get that shit back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like some sort of white collar crime, I feel like I can do. It would have to be some sort of white collar crime, scheming, that sort of thing, where like maybe if it was a bit of money laundering for somebody else, maybe I'd just take a little bit off the top.
Rather just skim it off the top. Just no, but this is what I'm saying. I feel like that is too high stakes for me.
I don't feel like I could be the main criminal. I could assist. Okay. I'm definitely an assister. Like if I was a middleman, let me do my bit, take my cut and go.
And let me take my
They're
off
looking
the top.
For you and you. Oh. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
When shit gets tough, it was him.
I'm moving that.
It was Mike and it was Daniel. The Cayman Islands.
As soon as I hear,
apparently, sorry, it's not Cayman Islands. It's Cayman.
Oh, Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're not it.
Cute. Or what's the other one? Actually, they just don't pay taxes there, but it's Monaco. Mm.
Oh,
them and there don't pay taxes, but it's hella.
They're gonna find you there. Yeah.
Oh, they'll find you there.
Cayman Islands. You can do what you want.
What's your crime?
Okay. Honestly, when I asked Frenchie that question, I thought like, sorry, I just don't think I could get away with like.
I don't think you could. If I'm being honest,
I think the guilt would eat you up.
The guilt would eat you up,
guys. I have to confess. I can imagine you getting into something and coming to be like, guys, no, I can't. Like, I cannot 100%. Do this. Like,
no.
Guys, I couldn't. I thought about it all: white collar, selling the drugs, embezzlement.
Well, one thing I'll never do: sell drugs.
No.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Okay, so this is something I saw on a podcast. Right? And they said, would you rather be a drug dealer or a scammer?
Scammer. Yeah. I can scam the people that are there.
Look at the uncle that's doing MI5. He can't go jail because technically he's manipulating them and they're giving him
money.
And
you know what? Maybe the other reason why I believe I'd be a great scammer is because I've watched it all. I've seen all the tricks. I've got the playbook right here in my back pocket.
Sorry, maybe I asked that question wrong. It was actually, what is worse?
Mm-hmm.
A drug dealer or a scammer?
Oh, what's worse is definitely a scammer.
A scammer.
Yeah.
Because like I said,
I was watching people are selling their, like, pawning off their family heirlooms. They're making them sell the deed for their house. Yeah. Houses that, like, they think they've worked hard for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've managed to bring the price up for that house. They're like, cool, my kids, when I sell this, my kids are going to get this share and that share. Meanwhile, I've gone and pissed it out at the slot machine.
I think that for me, that's what makes, like, being a scammer. So it's the fact that you're misleading people. So like, it's the essence, it's the deceit of it.
Because drug dealing is honest.
They know if I take this, I could possibly die. I know this is not good for me. I know. We are both aware
everybody
of the fuckery
here is
that
aware,
we're in.
Exactly. Everybody here is aware of the danger that's going
but
on
the
here.
Scamming, you are being lulled into a false sense of security. Yeah. You think this is your man's disease.
Yeah.
Before you know it, your bank account is zero and uncle with a new chick.
Dude.
In the Cayman Islands.
The things that I was seeing, no. Insane.
No, because how can you live with yourself? Because people would ordinarily think that, like, I'm a learned person or I'm a person that's like, I've got my head screwed on straight, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're getting got by these like crazy schemes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound crazy in the moment because the person is like breaking down your like your walls, breaking down the things that would usually be red flags, mm-hmm. because they're telling you sweet nothings, and they're telling you good morning bae and how are you, and I know about that hard shift that you had and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not looking alarming when they're like, oh, can you send me this money, or don't you think we should do this together, or we can invest in that together. It doesn't sound crazy,
especially if you're lonely. That exactly. we and other people are so happy to hear that we.
Oh, it should be we on the police car siren.
It's the siren. That's the sound of the fucking police. I will be calling them, like, ring, they're coming ring. To gather you. Yeah. I'm sorry, when I start hearing things like that, it actually pisses me off. Like, with the thought of it, I hate when people take advantage of vulnerable people.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so peak,
it's
man.
Disgusting. It is.
But wow,
and they don't give.
You don't
heck.
Give. And I think that's another thing.
That's so. It's so. That's what I'm saying. It's so deplorable. Like, you actually have zero morals. But
because to them it's like, because drug dealers, if I'm selling, well, it depends what level you are, but either way you can kind of see the effects of the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you are a terrible person, yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the scamming, they feel like, because when they take the money and go, they don't see, because it's now the person having to deal with the aftermath, mm-hmm. of like losing all that money or whatever. They've already gone and moved on to the next target. They're not seeing immediately what they're doing, so they feel like, whatever, next.
But then also I feel like with drug dealing as well, like, ultimately there's a customer.
Yeah,
like, you don't necessarily force somebody to come to you to buy the drugs. And whilst yes, it's more
honest.
Like it's an enabling situation.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
and
honest.
Like, it's not, it's this, yeah, but it's like, it's an honest.
Sorry, it's like, an honest profession. It doesn't mean it's a good profession.
It's all out in the open. We both know we're in this
we know exactly
together.
What's going
I know
on.
I'm enabling you, and you know you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But we're here.
But like,
so
with a scammer,
this.
Like, I'm in your face smiling. Meanwhile,
lying.
I am showing your bum hole to the world.
To
like,
the world, spreading that shit. Oh, let it wink. Let it wink, guys. Look at me.
Oh my days. But guys, wow. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
I think our time is about up.
I think so too.
Thank you so much for joining. Do you want to shout out anything you're doing? Any social medias?
Nope. Don't follow me. Don't find me. Amazing. Follow Audrey though.
Amazing.
I'll say, wait. Maybe I might dabble in something. Who knows? Maybe I'll have something to plug in the future.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much, guys. Follow us on Instagram, The Designated Extrovert. Follow us on TikTok, The Designated Extrovert. And maybe on the Patreon.
Ooh.
Very, very soon. Very Anyways, soon. Thank you so much, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.